Today, Be'ez Hashem begin the third parak and learn Daf Yud of Masechtas Horias. Some of the topics we learn about include the Machlekes Reb Shimon v'Chacham regarding Chata v'Achakach Aver, the Kohen Gadol or the king committed an Avera and then left his position, or Chata Achloi Nismanu, if the Kohen Gadol and Nasi committed an Avera before they were appointed and then were appointed to their position. The Chacham hold Basra Chata says Linen. We go by the time of the Avera. If he was a Kohen Gadol v'Nasi at that time, he brings a Parvasar. And if he was a Hedid at that time, he brings a Kisva Vesira. Or Reb Shimon holds, Bas Yediyah Azlinan. We also go by the Yediyah when he became aware of the Avera and became obligated in a carbon. Therefore, they bring a Parvisar only if they were a Kohen Gadol Venasi during both the Chatas V'Yediyah. And they bring a Kisva Vesira only if they were a Hedid during both the Chatas V'Yediyah. But if they were a Kohen Gadol Venasi during one and a Hedid during the other, they do not bring any carbon. An aveir for the sake of Hashem is equal to a mitzvah with ulterior motives. A person should always learn Torah and perform mitzvahs even when he has ulterior motives, because he will eventually come to do it lishma. Hashem rewards a person even for merely using refined language. A person should always hasten to perform a mitzvah.